one in school year, we have over 5,700 children in our 14 Lutheran grade schools. On behalf of those children and their parents who have benefited from your prayer and support, we want to say thank you. Thank you for your prayer. Thank you for your love and compassion. And thank you for your encouragement, your words of encouragement for our family and the children of Liberia. We also want to say thank you. Thank you for going to Liberia to see the boys and girls that you pray for daily. In June or in February, Jeff and John, along with Pastor, were in Liberia. Saw those children that you prayed for. Not only that, but in June, for the first time, my oldest son, Joe Jr., visited Liberia. And it was quite a blessing to see him visit the jungle village where I was born and raised. And most especially, to share the love of God with the children in our school. Joe Jr. and his mom are now with us this morning because he's now a freshman at Concordia Lutheran High School in Portland, Indiana. And he is in the marching band for the school. And this weekend, the marching band is in Indianapolis at the Newport or Stadium. For the marching band, State Farm. That's why he and his mom are now with us this morning. We want to say thank you, too, because in August, I was back in Liberia again with one Randy Hapner from Portland, Indiana, for our back to school teachers workshop. Over 185 teachers from our school in rural Liberia was blessed in 3 weeks of teachers workshop. Your prayer made a big difference in our lives and work. Your support gave the children the opportunity to hear about Jesus and God. Their lives for eternity. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us life everlasting through your Son, Jesus Christ. Because he lived, we too will live forever. And because he conquered death, we do not have to be afraid of death. We thank you for making us your children, children of the resurrection. Be with us as we share that. Our gospel reading this morning is from the book of Luke chapter 20. I'm not going to read a whole session for our gospel reading. I just want to read three verses to us. You see, in this reading, some of the Sadducees say there is no resurrection in Jesus. Verse 34. Jesus replied, "The people of this age marry and are getting in marriage, but those are considered worthy of taking part in the age to come and in the resurrection from the dead will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They no longer die. For they are like the angels. They are God's children since they are children of the resurrection." The Sadducees, they are a group of Jewish leaders fulfill their political, social, and religious duty, like taking care of the temple. Some of them do not believe in the resurrection. Like the Sadducees, many people in my home, many tribes in my home, do not believe in the resurrection. This is why our school ministry is so terrible. Through our ministry with the children in our school, the children are hearing about Jesus and are coming to faith through holy baptism. One of the most rewarding things or fulfilling things for me when I'm in Liberia is to see the children in our school growing in their walk, growing in their faith, learning about Jesus. One of the most difficult things for me as well. if five children in rural Liberia die before the age of five, just this year alone, 12 children and one teacher from our school. As difficult as it is for the family who children pass away, it's also an opportunity for us to share with those families that Jesus is the resurrection, and to tell the parent that their children or their child is with God and will be resurrected because of what Jesus has done. 12 children and one teacher. But we rejoice also that 279 children and their parents have been baptized this year. What a blessing! 279 children that have been brought into God's kingdom from death to life. All because of God's prayer. In February, St. Mark Lutheran Church witnessed the baptism of 45 children and their parents in Liberia. But Jeff and John were in Liberia with me when Pastor Tim and Pastor Sean Davis from Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Pastor Tim Middle baptized 45 children in their family. What a blessing. This is what God is doing through your prayer and support. See, I can tell you many stories, but let me tell you one more story. Whenever I'm in rural Liberia, the children in our school sees me with my iPad or with my camera, and they all come and pose and say, "Take my picture, take my picture." And I take their picture, and they'll all surround me. I just look at it, scream, and they'll go, "I'm in the picture, I'm in a movie." As much fun as these picture sessions are, the children and their parents may not keep frame of those pictures for long. Since one in five children died in rural Liberia before reaching the age of five, chances are good that these children should have been. Many tribes, many people in Liberia do not believe in the resurrection. And when you take pictures of children, they believe that when someone passes away and you look at the picture, please see the death. Because they do not believe in the resurrection. But now the fear of the children and our school. Because the Holy Spirit is bringing them to faith to know that they are children of God. That they are children of the resurrection. And we want to say thank you. Thank you. The picture in Liberia is changing from death to life, from death to resurrection. Your prayer and support have enabled the teachers in our Lutheran school to tell the children that they no longer need to be afraid of death. They are singing a song saying, "Jesus is the way to God. Messiah is the way to God." Then the song leader will also say, "He made it rain." The children will answer, "Yes, we know." "He made the sun to shine." "Yes, I know." "He made the moon to shine." And if that video is ready, I want you to see these children that you pray for. Thank you. go into their classes. Now, 750 students from preschool to sixth grade, the church building cannot hold all those children. So it's like a military style school. They come outside.
Now, we kind of went to the end there before we cut out, but you get a sense what they're doing. Because of your partnership with us, these children are hearing about Jesus. Lives have been changed for eternity by the Holy Spirit. And we want to say thank you for your part in the ministry. We are confident that God will continue to use you to help us reach even more children with His love. Through your generosity, you are giving hope and a future to these children in our schools today, and also to the generation to come. May God bless you as you continue to serve Him and the children